National Fair Housing Alliance in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
There's a name for you, ladies, but it isn't used in high society, outside of a kennel.
We'll be right back. You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchard, and this evening our theme is called From the Vaults, featuring the Ventures, the producer Norman Petty, and AC/DC, particularly cuts from their rather raw Volts album in their Bonfire Artifact collection. We began the set with the Ventures and something I found off of their In the Vaults Volume 4 album, a very cool cover of Son of a Preacher Man. And then AC/DC, School Days. And in that, yes, AC/DC and School Days. And then we heard a Norman Petty produced piece by Dacus and Wes Rebels, Box Back. And the Ventures once again with original number one from In the Vaults, Volume 4, Chances, with Black Grass, produced by Norman Petty. The Ventures once again with High Tide, and that was on Volume 2 of their In the Vaults. Then some public service messages from the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. Mary Tyler Moore, yes. As she said, she has type 1, the type that often hits people. Well, that hits people when they're younger. And unfortunately, earlier this year, my friend Steve Mathis passed away at age 56 from his type 1 diabetes, which he was 10 years old when he first learned of that. And, you know, he dealt with it just as calmly and serenely as you would imagine a person could be to get something that that ultimately amounted to an early death sentence, and certainly the last couple of years that were not a very pleasant way to live, including some amputations of his toes. Yes. Type 1 diabetes. And then there's type 2, which has similar symptoms as far as insulin and the like, but that one is, well, let's just say it's more responsive to things like changes in diet and exercise, and that's the kind that more and more people are getting because of our sedentary American lifestyle habits. So that's the type that that isn't necessarily an early death sentence. It can be changed. And then we finished off that set with Get It Hot by AC/DC. A nice raw version of that one for us all, as opposed to the same track that's found on Highway to Hell, which is a little bit different as far as the lyrics and the riffs, but that one's definitely the same song, just a different version. So, boy, some crazy things have been going on this week in regards to black people being killed by white police officers. And in Dallas, the murder of five police officers by a black sniper. And, well, let me just say that the views and opinions expressed on this sound collage do not necessarily, and in general, don't, just plain don't represent the views of Tufts University or the WMFO Executive Board or the trustees of Tufts. Well, when I say generally, I mean the audio clips that are just coming, you know, from crazy places. Those don't. But things... But yes. But what I'm going to say does represent next my opinion. And actually the opinions of some other people around the internet. I wrote an article on Gizmodo earlier today. Yes, that website. But they blamed the... it was about Facebook blaming the removal of the video showing the aftermath of the shooting of Philando Castile on a technical glitch, which later on was also reported as being due to the police officers confiscating his girlfriend's telephone, her iPhone, and then trying to remove the video on Facebook that she had posted, which would be tampering with evidence. And I think I also, so there were two comments that some people posted after a user rather just, said, you don't put videos of someone being killed on your Facebook. And the two replies that I thought were well worth repeating here was somebody who mentioned, if we didn't have phones and cloud streaming and storage, we wouldn't know about these incidents. And the narrative would come entirely from the police rather than from the innocent victims. Police misconduct, abuse, and murder is not a new thing, but it's only now that citizens have body cameras of their own and that these problems are being recorded for everyone to see. And then another person who I thought had some things worth repeating mentioned that live broadcasting any and every encounter with police might be the tipping point that finally brings police reform into existence. You can't suppress video evidence that's already out there for the world to see. And if every police officer goes into an encounter with anyone already thinking that he or she is being live broadcast to the world, well, maybe they won't be so... Well, I won't repeat what he says, what that person says here, but let's just say that if police officers believed that it was possible that every encounter that they had with somebody now was, in fact, being broadcast over the internet, I think it would prevent the shooting of Philando Castile, and it would bring us to, I think, a place where we really want law enforcement to be, knowing that they're being monitored all the time, potentially, when they're on the job. And yes, technology and events like this may kind of be the tipping point for that. Well, we've got about 45 minutes left in this sound collage before Chase Carson comes on with the Time Tunnel. Classic R&B, soul, funk, dance, and disco from back in the day. And, I've got a bunch more music to play for you as we continue to explore our theme of From the Vaults this evening with The Ventures, the producer Norman Petty, and AC/DC from the Bon Scott era. So let's begin the next set with The Ventures, and here is Flights of Fancy. We'll be right back.
dear. I know my sex.
Just making it up as you go along.
You sly little fox, you.
If you think that by threatening me you can get me to be your slave, well, that's where you're right.
What it takes to help you be a leader in your game.
He drops in every now and then to molest women.
We'll be right back.
here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only on WMFO in Medford. Our theme is From the Vault, featuring The Ventures, the producer Norman Petty, and AC/DC tracks from their Bonfire audio artifact collection. We began that set with Flights of Fantasy from The Ventures in the Vaults, Volume 3. And it sure sounds like somebody acquired a fuzz box and got really into it. Yes, from the 1960s. A guitar distortion box, a fuzz box. And then Dacus and Wes Rebels, as produced by Norman Petty. Sour Biscuits was the name of that track. Then The Ventures, with a song trying to become a fad, somewhere between the twist and the stomp. That was The Twomp. And then Shandells with the Norman Petty produced El Gato. The Ventures once again with a piece called Little People, and kind of getting funky with the instrumentation on that for sure. And we finished things off with a song that would ultimately evolve into Beating Around the Bush on AC/DC's Highway to Hell album. But as Bon and Malcolm and Angus were working it out, that early version was called Backseat Confidential. And along with the track Dirty Eyes, which I played you in the intro set, and the song I'm going to finish off our final set with, If You Want Blood, You Got It. Those are my favorite tracks on the Volts Bonfire Disc 4. And I was listening to this music this morning while I was going on my 5-mile run along the Mystic Valley River Reservation, as well as through Tufts to some degree. And I think I'd award Volts, the Bonfire Disc, my perfect album prize, where every song really rocks. And, you know, it's rough in places, and there's some things like the gap at the end and the interview that goes on. But I would just say that, like that interview that's on there, it's a super extra bonus. And the guitar sounds on Volts a lot with, you know, they're not incredibly dirty, but going through a tube amplifier on the verge, pushed over the verge of that tube amplifier, that vacuum tube amplifier distortion. Malcolm and Angus just have great guitar tones on that album. Well, let's see. We've got about 23 minutes left before Chase will be coming on with a time tunnel. Yeah, soul, funk music, dance music, disco and classic R&B, plus the jazz interlude in the second hour from somewhere between 11 p.m. and midnight. And I've got a jazz prelude coming up. I think I'll give Chase the chance to pick which of two potential jazz preludes to the time tunnel we've got. One's called Crisis by Jaco Pastorius, and the other's called Peace by Tommy Flanagan. But let's finish your Friday evening sound collage party with our final set of the evening. And here's The Ventures with a song from a city that I visited, one of the 23 different countries I've been privileged to travel to around the world, particularly in Asia. But, in Asia. I've been to China, Indonesia, Malaysia, Japan, India, Macau, Hong Kong, Korea, even stepped a little bit into North Korea, as well as Vietnam, which is where the name of this city comes from. Here are the Ventures with Saigon on the Tears of the God Sound Collage on WMFO.
Join the secret squadron.
times for your own sake, Red. I think you should have stuck to me longer.
I thought it was the life, but the nice judge gave me a full pardon.
Ah, that's the old redhead. No bitterness, no recrimination. Just a good swift left to the jaw.
There's a name for you ladies, but it isn't used in high society, outside of a kennel.
Yeah. the fun you'll have taking Barbie and Ken on dates.
We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Our theme this evening was called From the Vaults, featuring The Ventures, the producer Norman Petty, and AC/DC, all of whom had In the Vaults type compilations, and we heard a wide selection of them. The last set, we started off with The Ventures in Saigon, The Keymen, Boy Blue, The Ventures, Bongo Rock, AC/DC, Dog Eat Dog Live, and then we finished with one of my absolute favorite versions of one of my absolute favorite AC/DC songs, the Volts Bonfire version of If You Want Blood, You Got It. Kind of rough. And right now, we're having our jazz prelude to the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson coming up next. 2 hours of classic R&B, soul, funk, dance, and disco from back in the day. This is Jaco Pastorius with Crisis. And that's what we got going now. Well, thanks so much for listening. We'll be back again next week. And remember, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving, because people die that way.
Presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.